Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok & Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Jim from Creative Play and Podcast Network. I just wanted to say thank you guys. It looks like D&D Journey of the 5th Edition is going to be hitting 27k today, which is astounding because it was only a week ago that we were at 26k. So I'd just like to thank you guys for listening and say I hope you enjoy the next 27k. So a few things we have going on right now. Right now we're gearing up for after we clean out Wave Echo Cave and finish the D&D starter set. I was going to go ahead and leave it up to the gaming group and you guys, our listeners, to see if you'd rather we do the Rise of Tiamat or the Princes of the Apocalypse. So go ahead and email us what you guys think we should do and we'll decide which one of the two adventures to knock off next. And just to let you guys know, the gaming group's going to be over at Tucson Games and Gadgets for the April 11th International Gaming Day. If you guys are in the Tucson area, just come on by and say hi to us. We'd love to meet you and get a sound blurb that we can play on the air for you. And next we have coming up is a few Q&As that people have sent in to us over the last few weeks. We finally got a chance to sit down and get them knocked out for most of the group. Later on, I'll be sending in the next three for you guys sometime this weekend. So just go ahead and keep an eye on it. We'll get those out for you. And as always, guys, thank you for listening. All right, so we're spell slinging with Sultan. I've got Xander and Sultan here for an interview.
Yes, I'm Xander, and you very well should know who Sultan is.
The Sultan.
That would be his response.
So, Sultan, I've got to ask, what do you think about the group's nickname that they've tagged you with?
If it raises their morale, I don't care. It's like when people name animals. Very clearly, the animal doesn't care. But
that is such a solid response.
So, Xander, how have you been enjoying playing the wizard in the group?
A lot, and in a weird way, it's fun. Just watching the horrible stuff that happens to people in combat, and then I'm just like sleep.
Or blade barrier.
Or blade.
The Cuisinart of Doom.
I like to call it the blunder.
The blunder.
DPS, he's faced death numerous times.
Yes, rogue.
I didn't see nothing.
So as a...
Because you weren't looking that way. You weren't looking behind you.
So as an acolyte who has faced death many, 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 many times.
Like three.
How is Sultan? How is your face on religion there? What do you believe in the God of Knowledge so far?
Well, I'm still alive, and I am gaining a lot of knowledge, so that says something. Clearly, he has some power over my life.
Okay, is there any spell not in your spell book yet that you just can't wait to get a hold of?
Finger of Death.
Yes, all.
That is a good... That is so you.
All, every spell.
So, about this little dragon cult I've been hearing about. Well, what's the long-term plans with that?
Well, zealousism...
I'm watching you.
Zealousism can so easily be turned. You can easily turn dying devotion to a dragon into dying devotion to an elf. Just with a quick, the dragon, I cast a spell, dragon spirit inside of me.
Yeah, can't you do it someplace else?
Bullshit. And then, I don't know, hopefully either getting the dragon to go away, killing it, and having a cult. That'd be nice. I don't know, just staying in Thunder Tree just to annoy her. I mean, knowing her response, it would be, I shoot an arrow at it. It's 20.
Forewarned.
It's 20 levels above you. Shoot an arrow at it.
Well, hey, there's always that off.
All the high DPS are directly in front of where its cone attack is, and aren't preparing for combat at all. Shoot an arrow at it.
Blame to my character.
I know.
She did get
that.
Chipped for that in her defense.
And we became servants and almost died.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're enjoying it.
Yeah. It does sound like that's a character twist that you
I make opportunities.
Lemons out of lemonade exactly. Out of lemons.
So once we finish the adventure, do you think you'll be sticking with the wizard, or is there another class that you'd like to try?
Oh, I'll say there might be a lot of pact magic.
Warlock?
There just might be a pact with something?
Something.
With something.
Something.
Something beyond definition?
Something. You see it? It's that. No, it can't be. You forget about it. No, it can't be real.
What were we talking about again?
Nothing. Nothing. I think you were talking about magic or something. Yeah. It doesn't exist. Thanks for the sound effects.
Ignore the man in the next dimension. So, Xander, so far, what has been your favorite moment in the game?
When I became lead chancellor of the cult, and she became minister of foreign affairs.
Sadly, that
and how we quickly funny. And that moment where so I'm leading the cultist, and she meets back up with our adventurer and starts yelling at them. And at first, they're like, why are you with the dragon? And you're like, we didn't want to. We gave up our money. We are the bastion which the darkness. And I was like, it is great because it was all their fault.
Well, in three of the four's defense, they were just there.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's a good time. And then Salted's favorite moment would be cleaning the temple.
He did accomplish his quest, which was to cleanse the temple.
Well, mm-hmm. Part of that praying the prey out of it.
Yep. Prayed the prey. And
praying that prey.
Oh, you like praying that prey with the prey and the prey.
I have a book of different ways you could pray.
Joy of praying!
Do we call that the Salted Sutra?
No, the joy of praying.
Pray.
The joy of prey.
Okay. Yes.
So is there anything that you're looking forward to accomplish?
Finding some more magic spells. Just piss it off her city.
Apparently it's easily done.
It is.
Thunder Tree.
Maybe finding out about the dwarf. Seems weird.
Yeah, he does seem weird. He's all hell-bent on getting to the Wave Echo Cave, but he's not really into fighting himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's something dodgy there.
And also finding out if the peasants ever do revolt against our local tyrant.
Oh, against Lady Corlin.
With the velvet gauntlet.
Yeah, there's a little thing. She found some undead inside her new manor. And yeah, there's a little something there. It'd be interesting to see if Thunder Tree and Fandalen get together.
It's going to be funny because the Harpers generally don't like knowledge-suppressing tyrants. Tyrants generally don't like people that don't like knowledge suppressing tyrants.
Oh, one person's tyrant is the other one's benevolent lord.
Or lady, as the case may be.
Lady, yeah.
No. It's more of just being a tyrant.
So is there anything you'd like to say to the audience?
How you doing?
Well, you know, they can't see you do that move. So you have to describe that whole, it's that whole...
The pistol.
Buddy Jesus.
Yeah. Look up, if you have look up Buddy Christ, and then imagine me going, how you doing?
With the fingers pointed, yeah.
Stop what you're doing right now. Look up Buddy Christ. Then play me going, how you doing? You get the message. Listen.
All right. Anything else you'd like to throw their way?
No.
Your one and only chance to break the fourth wall.
Fourth wall.
You'll never be able to break it again. Wall.
How you do it? And what are you talking about? We break the fourth wall like every episode.
That
you
was
do.
The joke.
I don't get humor.
What is this fourth wall you speak of?
How does the roof get held up? There's only three.
Let's be honest. No, we have like a wall that we're desperately clinging to over a mountain of despair.
But I lived the last time.
All right. It's been great taking some time to talk to you, and I will talk to you later.
Keep spell slinging.
Keep spell slinging.
Salting.
Put some salt on them spells.
Mm.
Sling salt. Them out good.
And then pray the prey out with
some
salt.
Sounds like a margarita.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
So just so everybody knows, it's 11 now.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Hey guys, hope you really enjoyed that last episode. If you did, go ahead and find us on Facebook under Creative Play and Podcast Network, or our website, creativeplayandpodcastnetwork.com. And make sure you check out all three of our podcasts, Creative Play and Podcast Network, D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, and Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion hero to Ragnarok story.